Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Qui ha quem merovisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Memoriam, in honor of Pope Sylvester I. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal light, and poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty, and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage, I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament. May I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen.
Aspergis mei, Domine, his apohet mundabor. Lavabis mei, et super nivem deal. Babor miserere mei Deus, secundum magna misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Aspergis mei.
ostende nobis Domine misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis, Domine, exaude orationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat. Dominus foviscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus. Exaudinos, Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, et mitere dignere sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, boviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat, omnis habitaties in hoc tabernaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Actiones nostras quesamus Domine, aspirando prevene et adiuvando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta veniatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordiam eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patre nostro, et omnibus sanctis, et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimus cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Amen. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et dimittat bovis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitem aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctos iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctorum pura speriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
In venit habet servum meum, oleo sancto meo, unixi eum manus enim mea auxilii habitur et pro chi Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bonae voluntatis. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agamus tibi. Propter magnam tuum. Amen. Domine Deus rex celestis, Deus pater omnipotens. Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram patris miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Father, you made Saint Pope Sylvester the First shepherd of the whole church, and gave to us the witness of his virtue and teaching. Today, as we honor this outstanding bishop, we ask that our light may shine before men, and that our love for you may be sincere.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord was addressed to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came to birth, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as prophet to the nations. I said, Ah, Lord, look, I do not know how to speak. I am a child. I said, Ah, Lord, look, I do not know how to speak. I am a child. But the Lord replied, Do not say I am a child. Go now to those to whom I send you, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to protect you. It is the Lord who speaks. Then the Lord put out his hand, and touched my mouth, and said to me, There, I am putting my words into your mouth.
Deo gratias. Possuisti Domine super caput you. de lapide precio.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Evangelii sare poporibus misit me Dominus, predicare captivis remissionem. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Domini sit in corde meo et in labiis meus ad pronunciadum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Lucam, gloria tibi Domine. The Lord appointed 72 others, and sent them out ahead of him, in pairs, to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Say in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer. For the laborer deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.' Per evangelica dicta. Deleantur nostra delicta.
We honor in the holy sacrifice of the Mass today Pope Sylvester I. Pope Sylvester was Pope in one of the most traumatic, perhaps, transitions in the history of the church. A transition from a martyr church being persecuted at times here and there in the Roman Empire by the Roman Emperor, the last persecution of which had just terminated, a very severe persecution, which produced many martyrs who died for Christ, like Saint Lucy, for example, the persecution of the Emperor Diocletian, who, according to historians, was angered at the church, especially the hierarchy of the church, because they had built a basilica, Greek word basileos, for king, using this structure for their church, their church authority, and also, of course, the celebration of the Eucharist, where the successors of the apostles, the bishops, oversaw the Eucharist, as was properly, most properly, their office in the church, and that this basilica was so great, was so high, that it overshadowed one of the Emperor Diocletian's palaces. So even during this time of martyrdom, every pope in the first 3 centuries of the church's existence, up to the Edict of Milan, granting peace, quotes, tolerance to the Catholic Church, had died a martyr up to that point. So we see from Diocletian a massive transition as far as the Catholic Church's relationship to the Roman Empire, pagan at first, and now with the conversion of Constantine, who is honored as a saint in the Eastern Church, the first Catholic emperor, the status of the church, again, in relationship to the Roman Empire, to, if we want to say it, state, changes dramatically. Again, with his conversion, his very saintly mother, Saint Helen, who brought the true cross back to Rome. The Emperor Constantine points to the cross, the true cross of Christ, in signal vincit, in this sign you will conquer, the sign of Christ, the cross of Christ, for the reason of his victory at the Milvian Bridge, and also his reason for becoming Roman Emperor, sole Roman Emperor. There I get constantly confronted by so-called evangelical Christians or messianic Christians that are completely horrified that the church would accept Constantine into the fold. To them, this is when the Catholic Church completely lost it, as far as the church, as we see today, founded by Jesus Christ himself to present the kingdom of God to the whole world, when they accepted the conversion of Constantine, the Roman emperor, to the Catholic faith when they accepted his peace, first as tolerance, and then, most horribly, making Catholicism indeed the state religion. This is when the Catholic Church completely lost it. And, of course, the question arises, well, what were they supposed to do? Tell him no? Tell Constantine that you cannot be a Catholic Roman emperor? You cannot receive faith in Jesus Christ? So it's like St. Paul, this zealot Pharisee persecuting the church, again, like Constantine receiving this revelation from the resurrected Christ that brings him to 180 degree conversion. What were they supposed to do? And they were afraid of him, but they accepted him, but they were afraid. They were afraid maybe this is just a ploy. He's a double agent now and all that, but they accepted him because it was a mandate of the Holy Spirit. Paul and Constantine's conversions were, as in our own instance, a gift of the Holy Spirit. Nonetheless, there were problems with tolerance with this new relationship with a Catholic emperor who considered himself head not only of the church, I mean of the empire, but also of the church as state religion, as a state religion. And thank God we have the Pope in Rome in order to be a counterweight to this new relationship between church and state, the unity of church and state. So we see Pope Sylvester I. The ultimate court of appeal in the Catholic Church as a successor of Peter, the Pope, guiding the ship of the Church, the bark of the Church, in these very, very perilous times, where on the one hand, the Church receives tolerance and becomes the state religion, but on the other hand, the head of state considers themselves also, like we have in Islam, head of the church. That the bishops should serve the emperor as his legates, his moral legates, as opposed to being in union with the pope. And this really came to a head in the Arian heresy, a heresy by the deacon, the archdeacon Arius, Alexandria, Egypt, who, based on one phrase from the Psalms, declared that Jesus is not true God or true man. He is a creature, he's a messenger, and only Jehovah God, the Father God, is truly God. Of course, this, as always, along with the Gnostic heresies of Docetism, that from the very beginning, the dualist heresies, confronted the church. St. John speaks about the Docetist heresies threatened to throttle, extinguish the newly legalized Catholic Church in the name of being a state religion. And again, thank God, Jesus knew when he founded his church, founded it upon Peter, thank God. How necessary and how fundamental the office of the papacy is, has been, will ever be for the church militant in all the terrible struggles over heresy within and without that she encounters as church militant. So Pope Sylvester, just like St. Athanasius, the Patriarch of Alexandria, where this heresy rose, make an unbeatable duel in regards to Caesare Papism. What is called this relationship between the Roman Empire, the Caesar, and the Caesar basically acting as Pope. So Constantine, of course, with the best intentions, I'm sure guided by his very saintly and wonderful mother, Saint Helen, did say later on at 800, like Constantine the Great, what he thought was best for the church. And he did many wonderful things for the church. But again, this Caesare Papism, where the Caesar acts as Pope, of course, is fundamentally flawed. This is fundamentally against the church. And when the heresy of Arianism arose, many of the bishops loyal to Constantine's son, successors, became Arians, as Saint one saint said, the world awoke to find itself Arian. And this was true of most of the bishops in the Arian struggle against Arianism. They themselves became bishops, became Arians in the East. So it is Pope Sylvester as Pope that was fundamental, again, as Pope in calling together the Council of Nicaea, from which we have the Nicene Creed, which we will recite after this homily, which clearly defines the God as Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also defines Jesus as true God and true man. Not a creature, not something, a tertium quid, you know, not quite God and not quite man. As St. Athanasius said, if Jesus is a tertium quid, then he's worthless. I mean, he's worthless to me as a human being, and he's worthless because he's not God. So, it was, again, Pope Sylvester in his office as Pope, the successor of Peter, the vicar of Christ, that summons the Eastern bishops
who are Catholic, who are Orthodox, loyal to him, and not stooges of the emperor, to, in the Nicene Creed, define the faith of the apostles, using, of course, philosophy, Greek philosophy, Roman philosophy, but most importantly, you can just see it, like in the preamble of the Gospel of John, that we read at the end of the Mass, against the Arian heresy, against modernism, and especially against Gnosticism. And throughout the letters of Paul, we see it in the Gloria that we sing, the elements of the Nicene Creed. So today, we face the Gnostic heresy of modernism, both in the church and outside of the church. Many bishops are modernist. Many bishops are deeply influenced by, maybe not Arianism, but by Gnosticism, by Albigensianism, the theology of the Cathars, this dualistic Gnostic theology, anti-life, pro-abortion, pro-suicide, pro-LBGT theology of the Catharism today manifest in so many bishops who are Masons. And unlike the time of Pope Sylvester, the Vatican, the Curia of the Pope, seems to be completely dominated by the New World Order. And even the Pope himself seems to be very much akin, very much Masonic, in regards to, quotes, freedom of religion, which, as Alan Key says, leads to freedom from religion. And this de-Christianization, which is the prime objective of the Scottish Rite Masons of Skull and Bones, leads to the destruction of the family through sexual perversion and immorality, sexual suicide. And from there, it leads to the destruction of Christendom and the church. And, of course, what replaces it? The satanic New World Order and the reign of the Antichrist. So we pray for Pope Francis, and like Thomas a Becket, for example, that God give him the grace of office, give him conversion, like St. Paul or Constantine the Great, in order to promote, first and foremost, the freedom and the liberty of the church, orthodoxy, adherence to the Nicene Creed in the church, to not promote the dissolution of the family, but to promote, in the image and likeness of the Holy Family, the family, and through the family, the church, by speaking out constantly, consistently, against abortion, contraception, sterilization, and against the sexual suicide of the LGBT agenda and child sex slave trafficking, pornography, pederast, homosexual pederast clerics in the church who still run free, unchastised, almost permitted in the Catholic Church. I should say the confines of the Catholic Church, just like the Cathars did and the Knights Templar, throughout the world. So we offer this Mass, as always, in reparation for sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, including my own sins, of course. And we pray for Pope Francis, the successor of Peter, that he might receive the grace to hear and obey and consecrate immediately in union with all the bishops in the world, Russia, by name, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Credo in unum Deum, Patrem omnipotentem, Factorum Caeli et Terrae, Visibilium omnium, et invisibilium, et in unum Dominum Iesum Christum, Filium Dei unigenitum, et ex Patre natum, ante omnia saecula, Deum de Deo, Lumen de Lumine, Deum Verum, de Deo Vero, Genitum non factum, cum substantialem Patri, per quem omnia facta sunt, qui propter nos homines, et propter nostram salutem, descendite celis. Et incarnatus est, de Spiritu Sancto, ex Maria Virgine, et homo factus est, crucifixus, esiam pro nobis, sub Pontio Pilato, passus et sepultus est, et resurrexi tertia die, secundum scripturas, et ascendit in caelum, sedet ad dexteram Patris, et interum venturus est cum gloria, judicare vivas et mortuos, cuius regni non erit finis, et in Spiritum Sanctum Dominum, et vivi ficantem, qui et patre filioque procedit, qui cum patri et filio simil adoratur, et con glorificatur, qui locutus est per propetas. Et unam sanctam catholicam, et apostolicam ecclesiam, confite or unum baptisma in remissionem peccatorum, et expecto resurrectionem mortuorum, et vitam venturi seculi. Dominus popiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, may the sacrifice which wipes away the sins of all the world bring us your forgiveness. Help us as we offer it on this yearly feast in honor of Saint Sylvester I, Pope.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribiam Domino pro omnibus, quae retribiat mihi? Calicem salutari sacipiam et nomen Domine invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hunc oblationem quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domine nostri Jesu Christe. Et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum in omnium fidelium salutem operator aeternum. Lavavo inter intercentes manus meus, et circumdavo altare tuum, Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis et enarum universa mirabilia tua, Domine delexe decorum domus tuae et locum habitationes gloriae tuae. In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie et placir tibi Domine Deus.
Orate fratres.
Ut meam ac vestrum pariter in conspecto Domine sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine, exaudi rationem meum, et clamor meus a te veniat.
All powerful God, you made Saint Sylvester a bishop and leader of the Church, to inspire your people with his teaching and example. May we give fitting honor to his memory, and always have the assistance of his prayers.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Semper omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, qui singulis quibusque temporibus aptanda dispensas, mirasque modus ecclesiae tuae, gubernacula moderaris. Virtute enum Spiritus Sancti ita eam, adiuvare non desinis, ut subdito tibi semper affectu, nec in tribulatione supplicare deficiat, nec inter gaudia gratias referere desistat, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Et ideo, chorus angelici sociati, et laudamus in gaudio confitentes. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus, Sabaoth. Plenis un celi et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna, in excelsis benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna. In excelsis.
Teiter, clementissime Pater, per Iesum Christum, filium tuum, Dominum nostrum, supplices rogomas ac petimus ut te accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare et regere, digneris todo orbe terrarum, una cum familio papa nostro Franciscus, et antistite nostro gidre, et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae et apostolicae, fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, per qui tibi afferent hoc sacrificium laudis pro se, suis quae omnibus, pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spe salutis et incolumitatis suae, tibi quae redunt vota sui eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes in primus gloriose semper Virginis Maria, genetricis Dei Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Communicantes in Deum sacrantissimum, Beate Maria intemerata Virginitas huic mundo edidit Salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primus eustem gloriose semper Virginis Maria, genetricis, eustem Dei et Domine nostri Jesu Christe. Sed et Beatorum, apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andrea, Jacobi, Johannes Tome, Filippi, Bartolomei, Mattei, Simonus et Thaddei, Lini, Cliti, Clementis, Christi, Cornelii, Cipriani, Laurentii, Crossageni, Johannes et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum quorum meritis, precebusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionis tui muniarmor exilio, per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hoc igitur oblationem servitutis nostre, sed et cum te familiae tue, quos omnes Domine, ut placatus accipias diesque nostros, in tui pace disponas, atque ab aeterna damnatione nosa ripe, et in alectorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus quesumus, benedicta, adscritam, ratam, ratiabilem, acceptabilemque facere digneris ut nobis. Corpus et sanguis fiat delectissimi fili tui Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Qui pridie, quam pater etur accepit panem in sanctus ac venerabilis manus suis, et elevatus oculus in celum, et ad te Deum Patrem sum omnipotentem tibi gratias benedixit, fregit dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum. simili modo postquam jonatum est, accipiens in hunc placrarum calicem, in sanctus hoc venerabilis manus suis, item tibi gratias agens, benedixit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnis, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui pro vobis et pro multos infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hei quoties cumque faceritis in me memoriam facietis. Unde et memores Domine, nos servi tui, sede plebs tui sancta eus dem Christi filii tui Domini nostre, tam beate passiones, nec non ab inferas resurrectiones, sed et in celos gloriosae ascensiones, offerimus placlara majestati tuae, de tuis donos ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sancte vitae eternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Supraque propitio ac serena voto respicere, dignerus, et accepta avere, sicute accepta avere dignatus es munera pueri tui uste Abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre abre, et quad tibi obtelit sumus sacerdos tuis, Melchisedec sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices derogamus omnipotens Deus, ubi ec profire per manus sancti angeli tui, in sublimum altare tuum, in conspecto divina majestatis tui, ut quod ex hoc altares participatione sancro sanctum filii tui, corpus et sanguinem subserimus omni benedictione celeste et gratia repleamur per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam, Domine, familiarum, familiarum quae tuorum, qui nos precesserant cum signo fidei et dormiunt in somno pacis. Ipsus, Domine, et omnibus in Christo quiscientibus locum refrigeriri, luces et pacis ut indulgias, deprecamur. Per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus.
Familis tuis, de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperentibus, partem aliquam, et societatem dignare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioanne, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Aleandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis, intra quorum nos consortium, non est amator meritis et benie, quae sumus largitor emite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Per quem hec omnia Domini semper bono creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicis, et presta nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Preceptus salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos demitimus. De victoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos, quesamus, Domine, ab omnibus malis preteribus presentibus et futurus, et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgine Dei Genetricis Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccato simus semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione segure, per eundum Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Dei.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sint semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, misere re nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, misere re nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis Dona nobis pacem.
Hic sancro sancto comitio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salus mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam pomerandam atque capescendam preparatio salutaris per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domine Jesu Christe, Filii Dei vivi, qui ex voluntate Patris, cooperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortum tuum mundum vivificaste, libera me per hoc sancro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuum, ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universas malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatus, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancto vivas et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccata mundi, Domine, non sum dignus ut in tre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut in tre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut in tre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christe, custodiat me ad vitam aeternum. Amen. Quod ore sum simus Domine, puramente capiamus, et de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Jesu Christe, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Iustorum anime in manu Dei sunt, et non tangit eos tormentum Maliti. Bisi sunt oculis incipientium mori iridiatem sunt in pace. Alleluia, alleluia. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord God, let the power of the gifts we receive on this feast of Saint Sylvester the First, Pope, take full effect within us. May this Eucharist bring us your help in this life, and lead us to happiness in the unending life to come.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Missa est Deo.
Placet tibi sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutas mea, et presta ut sacrificium, quar oculis tui majestatis indignus optile, tibi sit acceptable mihique et omnibus pro quibus iriut optili, sit te miserante propitiabile. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Anitium Sancti Evangelio secundum Ioannem. In principio erat Verbum, et Verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat Verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil, quod factum est, in ipso vita erat, et vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebrae lucet, et tenebrae eum non comprehenderunt, fiat homo missus a Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium, ut testimonium prohiverat de lumine, ut omnes crederant per ilium, non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prohibirat de lumine, erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem hominum vinientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cognivit, in propria venit, et sui eum non reciperant. Quod quod autem reciperat eum, dedit eis potestatem filius Dei fieri, is qui credunt in nomini eus, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitabit in nobis, et vedimus gloriam eus, gloriam quasi unigeniti a Patre, plenum gratia et veritatis. Deo gratias.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exoles filii Evae. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimorum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, ilios tuos misericordiae, ordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende, clement, pia, oh, totucis, Virgo Maria.
Ora pro nobis sancti Dei genitris, ut digni officia mor promissionibus Christe, oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph, her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother the Church. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan, and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding over the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Memoriam in honor of Pope Sylvester I.
Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia, quia quem ero visti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sic ut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei. Alleluia.
Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Lord, Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, I thank you, for even though I am a sinner, your unprofitable servant, not because of my worth, but in the kindness of your mercy, you have fed me with the precious body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that this Holy Communion may not bring me condemnation and punishment, but forgiveness and salvation. May it be a helmet of faith and a shield of goodwill. May it purify me from evil ways and put an end to my evil passions. May it bring charity and patience, humility and obedience, and growth in the power to do good. May it be my strong defense against all my enemies, visible and invisible, and the perfect calming of all my evil impulses, bodily and spiritual. May it unite me more closely to you, the one true God, and lead me safely through death to everlasting happiness with you. And I pray that you will lead me, a sinner, to the banquet where you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, our true and perfect light, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, gladness without end, and perfect happiness to your saints. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Sit benedixit in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Veritas. Laudare, benedicere, predicare.